really matters. All right, it's 6 o'clock. My name is David Blumseth. I will open this meeting of Becker County Planning and Zoning Committee and ask its members to introduce themselves, starting on my left.
Steve Lindor, Forest Township.
Erica Jepson, Becker County Commissioner.
I'm Jesse Detroit, thanks.
Cole Squain, Detroit Township.
Jeff Moritz, Lake Eunice Township.
Kim Mattson, Cormorant Township.
John Wilkinson, County Commissioner.
Nick Powers, Erie Township.
Craig Hall, Highland Township.
Kyle Barber, Becker County Planning and Zoning.
Vicki Bradbury, Becker County Planning and Zoning.
All right, thank you. So, minutes were mailed out. Any corrections or additions to the minutes? Hearing none, I would accept a motion to approve the minutes.
So, the far end's got it.
All right, got a motion by Harvey, second by Jeff. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign, motion carried. All right. This evening's protocol, we introduce any old business that was set aside from a previous meeting, then we'll introduce new business, which will consist of conditional use permits, change of zones, and preliminary plot approvals. I ask the applicant to step forward, introduce their application. I would ask no one in the general audience to direct any comments to the applicant without going through this board. Sufficient time will be given for those that would like to comment on the application. After all have spoken, we'll ask the admin staff to read any written correspondence that was not in our packets. Then we'll close testimony and the board will deliberate. The board is one of a recommendation to the County Board of Commissioners. They address planning and zoning matters at their next meeting, which is Tuesday.
July 2nd.
July 2nd, okay, at around 9:30 a.m. So please shut off all cell phones and we will begin.
The first applicant of old business is Greater Than Gold Investments, LLC, requesting a conditional use permit to operate a computer business. Brian, you can present your application.
So, basically, I'm looking at building an office building to be able to move my computer business into because the place we're currently renting is too small. We're looking at putting in 10 offices, being able to just expand the business a little bit further. I staked out kind of where the building is going to be, where the parking lot is. I don't know if you guys got a chance to go out and look at it or not, but basically that's what it's there for.
So is this office space just for yours? You're not subleasing any thing else, just
nope.
For your business?
It's just for my business, yep.
Okay. Sure. Any questions for the applicant?
I just commented, I think that's a good area for that. We've got the jail right next there. And
yep.
Yeah, I would agree.
Right there. There's a lot of commercial out there.
Yeah, and then having the third,
All right, any other questions or comments for the applicant? All right, thank you, ma'am. Seat. Anybody else to speak to this application? Any written correspondence?
Just that correspondence from May 29th from the watershed indicating that they were working with them.
All right. All right, nothing else. We'll close testimony. Open up to discussion from the board or a motion.
I'm with Commissioner Oaksine. It's a perfect location. It's all commercial. Okay. Obviously, there's some residential there, but over time, I think people buy them out and it'll be commercial.
No, that would be.
It'll be just
either
commercial area.
Parking or
either folks will buy them or somebody will buy them.
One of them will. I'll make a motion. We approve.
Got a motion by Craig and second by Cole. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor, raise your hand. Opposed, same sign. Motion carried.
Thank you, Brian, for your patience on that.
Yep.
First order of new business is Whiskey Creek Properties requesting a conditional use permit to construct a retaining wall.
Somebody here speak to this application?
Hi, my name's Steve. We're building a cabin up on Little Sugar Bush, and our lot's 150 feet wide. It down probably 20 feet from the lake takes a hard, probably about a 6 foot drop down and flattens out again. And I'm just looking for the middle 50 feet of the lot to basically put a line of boulders where there's already some natural boulders that are there. I just kind of want to build that up into a retaining wall and kind of push that soil down to that retaining wall, so we've got an ease down to that retaining wall, and then do just a little bit of beach down in front of that.
When you say retaining wall, you're saying
boulder. A boulder wall.
Not retaining wall. You're just using a natural boulder.
Natural boulders.
Okay.
Any questions for the applicant? Okay, go ahead, Steve.
For the boulder wall that you're going to put in there, how far is that from the water?
I'd say 15 feet.
Okay.
From the ordinary high water or from the water's edge as of today?
Those two are both the same.
Right now they are?
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you going to put anything from the boulders out to that water in that 15 feet? Is anything going in there, or is that going to stay natural vegetation like it is?
Well, in the middle there, I'd like that to be sand for a beach.
Pardon? I can't.
I'd like that to be sand for a beach.
Okay. And are you working with the DNR on that, the sand blanket?
It'll be our office. Our office permits above the ordinary high.
Not above.
Any other questions for the applicant? All right, thank you. You may have a seat. Anybody else to speak to this application? Anybody else to speak to this application? Any written correspondence?
No.
All right, with that then, we'll close testimony. Discussion, feeling of the board?
Mr. Chair?
Yep.
I did meet with Soil and Water out there. They don't have any problem with this. Actually, Ed Clem kind of argued that it could be considered riprap and actually not even a retaining wall. The only suggestion he had for you guys is that you just use some coarse material behind that wall and then some geotextile fabric.
Yep.
But otherwise, no concerns.
So we'll make a motion. That's what you want to hear is geotextile with a granular material.
Yeah, behind that wall.
Do we know how much granular material?
He didn't say. He really wasn't even that worried about that material that was on site, but if you have the ability to get some coarser stuff, that would be good.
Yeah, it's not a problem.
Yeah. I wouldn't say a pile because it's not like you don't have a huge watershed going to that wall. It's not right. Like it's, you know.
All right, any further discussion? Not, I would entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion to approve given what Ed Clem said.
All right, so got a motion by Cole. Do I have a second?
I'll second that.
Got a second by Jeff. Any further discussion? Hearing none, I'll call vote. All those in favor, raise your hand. Opposed, same sign. Motion carried.
The second applicant of new business will be tabled until our July meeting. There was some slight concerns there from both the water or Soil and Water and the DNR, so we're going to be working with either an engineer or landscape architect to probably get you some signed plans for that project.
All right, so we have no further business. I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
I do have a question on that. Obviously, from the MnDOT's perspective, I'm speaking on behalf of MnDOT, so I followed up with the permit section, and the question I asked about the repair shop on 34. So, I mean, it's tabled, but now we got a car sales lot out there. He's putting cars along the road for sale, so now he's using his business to sell cars, if you go by there tonight at all, on 34. So I wasn't here last month. I heard you guys whatever your debate, but MnDOT will not grant him a commercial access. That's going to be period. That's, I made sure of that. I can speak on behalf of MnDOT. They will not grant him commercial access. So he needs to figure out a different way.
But I wouldn't be discussing that here at this time. It's not on the agenda. The applicant's not here.
But it's tabled, so how long can you table it for?
He tabled it, so it's tabled indefinitely.
You tabled it, but you're still, the county's still on.
Right, but we don't want to be taking public testimony or any testimony that's not been noticed. That's not a good time. He's not here for it. You're not on the agenda. He's not on the agenda.
So when an applicant tables it.
So how can a company run a business?
Well,
you can't run the business.
But they choose when to bring it back, right? There's no timelines. Like, if it's we in, table it, it's
right.
50 days.
But if they we table it, the timeline, if they don't, there's unless you stipulate.
Wait. You might want to get some clarification from Brian, because, I mean, every time there's somebody turning in there, that's a liability. Someone's going to own a cap when they get hit. And it's not MnDOT, because MnDOT just took their liability off and said, we're not granting you commercial access. You cannot turn in there.
Well, but it's not an
application. You guys will have to define what's residential and commercial. If it's him causing it, you're liable.
Maybe we should adjourn.
Yeah, we got to adjourn. Yeah, okay, this is okay. Not part of this meeting. Okay. It's not a. So.
It seems like you did, but.
All right, motion to adjourn.
Got
a motion by Tommy. Second. Second by Harvey. All those in favor, raise your hand. Meeting adjourned.
So you're concerned, sorry, that
every time I'm